In this bulletin, Australian of the Year Grace Tame criticises the Prime Minister and his reshuffle of cabinet. Two Brisbane hospitals locked down due to a COVID-19 outbreak. And in sport, FIFA to announce the 2023 Women's World Cup host cities in Australia and New Zealand. With the latest SBS News, I'm Heather Carisbrook. Sexual assault survivor and advocate and Australian of the Year Grace Tame has expressed disappointment with the federal government's reshuffle that aims to boost female representation in cabinet. Ms. Tame says the move is misleading, warning Australians not to be diverted by calculated distractions posing as solutions. This week, the Prime Minister announced a new task force focused on women's equality, safety, economic security and health. Ms. Tame says Scott Morrison rejected the idea of a women's safety task force in January.
On the 25th of January at the morning tea, I spoke directly of the need for a national task force, a permanent task force, to deal with issues pertaining to sexual assault. And he dismissively insisted that such infrastructure already exists and is functioning quite well.
The federal government continues to say Australia is open for business ahead of the Easter long weekend, despite coronavirus concerns in Queensland. Greater Brisbane has been declared a national COVID-19 hotspot by the country's chief medical officer. The Princess Alexandra Hospital and the Mater Mothers Hospital in Brisbane have been forced into lockdown. Half-price airfares go on sale at midnight as part of an $8 million government-funded advertising campaign promoting tourism regions. An international team of investigators has appealed for patience after releasing a report into the origins of COVID-19. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says some data was withheld by China. Team member Dr. Taya Fisher acknowledged that investigators faced political pressure, therefore were unable to make definitive conclusions.
We have looked, really scrutinized the respiratory data, and so far we have not been able to document any substantial transmission of SARS coronavirus in the months preceding the outbreak in December. However, we cannot exclude that there have been milder cases and there might have been smaller epidemics that have gone under the radar.
To the United States, and a bystander has told the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer he believes he witnessed George Floyd being murdered. The black man's death in May last year sparked mass protests. Donald Williams called police after witnessing Officer Derek Chauvin press his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck. He told the trial he saw the 46-year-old gasping for air.
You could see that he was going through tremendous pain, and you could see it in his face from the grunting. You could see his eyes slowly, you know, rolling back in his head, and him having his mouth open, wide open, slowly with drool.
China has approved changing Hong Kong's electoral system to curb democratic representation in the city. The changes mean the number of directly elected representatives falls to 20 from 35, and an election committee responsible for selecting the chief executive will increase from 1,200 members to 1,500. A powerful new vetting committee will also monitor candidates for public office. China's foreign ministry spokesman Hu Chengying says the move is a positive step for Hong Kong's future.
We believe the new electoral system will further improve the political, social, legal and business environment of Hong Kong, and Hong Kong will usher in a brighter development prospect.
In sport, FIFA has announced it will reveal the Australian and New Zealand host cities for the 2023 Women's World Cup on Thursday. Australia and New Zealand are jointly hosting the first ever 32-nation event for women's soccer. 12 candidate host cities and 13 stadiums have been shortlisted. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide sunny, 29. Melbourne early fog and mostly sunny, 22. Hobart, partly cloudy, 23. Canberra, sunny, almost 23. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, shower or two, 23. Brisbane, possible shower, 25. Cairns, shower or two, 30. Darwin, partly cloudy, 34. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.